You know, our guys have done a great job of catching the ball with strong hands, specifically, like you mentioned, in third down situations. Things are going to be tight. You know, the windows are going to be tight. And, you know, I try and do my best to put it in a spot where those guys can make a play. But our guys have done a great job of being sure-handed, being physical, you know, and putting that ball away. And that's been beneficial for us for sure.
When you look at the stat sheet from Sunday, you see a guy with 300 yards in the receiving category. There are eight other names under there. What is that kind of – are you – does that give you some sort of sense of satisfaction you distributed the ball like that?
Yeah, I think that's been huge for us early in the season. You know, I think we've been 8-9 in terms of number of guys with receptions in the first 4 weeks. And when you can do that and spread the ball around, keep everybody involved, keep a defense off balance, make sure that they're guarding all 11, you know, all five eligibles and 53 and whatever yards of the field, you know, it makes it tough on those guys. So I think Kyle's done a great job of designing it to get that ball going to everybody.
You have alluded, Jones, how hard is it for you to fight the temptation to throw him every stinking time?
Yeah, I mean, he's that good. You could. There's no question about it. Julio's that good. But, you know, we're all in it for one reason, and it's, you know, to win games and score points on offense. And for me and for Julio, I mean, he's – in all honesty, there's probably not a more unselfish superstar in the league than Julio. I mean, he cares about winning. He'll do whatever it takes to win. He does so many little things to help other guys. You know, he's an awesome teammate. But for us, you know, I kind of think the same way. It's you know, not trying to force feed it to Julio when the time's right and the situation and the play call are right. We're absolutely going to be as aggressive as we possibly can to get him the ball. And when it's not, we trust our other guys to go out there and make plays as well.
Going back and looking at last week's game a little bit more, you're getting the ball out really quickly. How much does that help against a team with a stout front seven like Carolina or Denver?
Well, you know, it certainly helps when they've got good pass rush and are solid in the front seven when you can get the ball out and, you know, not give them as much time to rush. But in order to do that, you have to have guys open and you have to have guys doing their job on the outside. And so we've had a really good combination of our offensive line being solid up front. Our guys winning their one-on-one matchups on the outside to allow me to get the ball out quick.
Do you think this is that you and Kyle now in year two and getting more comfortable with each other kind of points to some of the success? Just, again, a second year in a system and maybe y'all both understand each other a little better.
Well, I think we both are you know, further along at this point than we were last year. I mean, there's no question about that. You know, I think we understand everybody that we have in the building, too. I think Kyle's done a great job of utilizing guys' skill sets to help us and kind of mixing and matching and putting guys in spots to succeed. And that's been a really good thing. Sometimes that takes time, too. You know, but I feel like we've done a great job with planning and with understanding what we need to do the first couple of weeks. We've got a long way to go. You know, and a lot of football in front of us. So we just need to continue to keep that mindset and keep working at it.
Coach Kubiak said that Kyle comes back every year with tweaks and new stuff for the attack that, you know, that he's seen, you know, and he brought him in the league. Well, Gruden brought him in, but he coached with him down in Houston and so forth. It's kind of putting his touch on the operation. Is that what you've explained from year one to two?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's adjustments every year. You know, I think that's, you know, to Kyle's credit is that, you know, he kind of continues to look to find, to find ways to improve us as an offense. I can't speak as to much, you know, what Kube was running. You know, Shab, Matt would be a better guy to ask about that, how different we are from them. But just from last year to this year, we've certainly tweaked some things and tried to improve in certain areas. And then, you know, I think that's a good thing to do as a staff. I think you always want to find, you know, to try and find ways to get better.
Matt, when did you feel like you really started to get to know Kyle a little bit better? You know, what period of time did you guys go do something together? You go hang out? You know, when did you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think in terms of, you know, personally, I think we got to know each other pretty well, pretty quick. But, you know, I think until you've gone through the season with people and you understand, you know, what works well for me, what works well for him, all those kind of things. Until you've gone through it together and had, you know, your on-field stuff, your good stuff, your bad stuff. I mean, that was, you know, part of last year. We did some really good things, you know, really, really good things, and we had a lot of success. And then we had some things go not so well. And I think in both those situations, you learn a lot about each other, and you learn, you know, what's best for us, to have a winning, you know, working relationship. And I think that's, you know, what we worked hard on all this off season, but you know, it hasn't been hard. You know, he's been really flexible and, you know, I think has been really, really great to work with.
Matt, you guys have been doing really well on first down this year. How does that work when it comes to play calling on second and third down to drive sustainability, and what's been working so well on first down for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that, you know, being effective, especially on first and second down, you know, when you get into better third and you know, less than five or six, when you're in those third and short situations, your percentages of converting them go way up. And so, you know, that's a huge point of emphasis for us, is staying in front of the sticks and making sure that we keep ourselves in good third downs. So, you know, first down has been a good balance of run and pass for us. And I think when you're running it successfully, that makes first down a lot easier. Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. There's no getting around that, and you certainly have to account for where he's at. But that's what, you know, that's what we work on all week, to try and game plan so that we can fit the things that we do well to go against what they do well and their personnel. And so, you know, that's the all the hard work that we put in Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, even Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's all to try and get in position for us to go play the way that we're capable of. And so we've worked, you know, hard on that early in the week. We'll continue to try and prepare for those kind of guys. You know, but we'll have a good plan. We'll be ready to go.
How weird are you to, I mean, obviously y'all have had some great numbers these first 4 weeks, but a great defense again this week and another one next week. Are you kind of, you know, like that challenge, or like to see, you know, maybe a lot of people say, well, it's kind of, some of these numbers may be a bit inflated. You know, we'll see how they do against the Denver or Seattle. And not to say you didn't certainly play a pretty good defense last week as well, but
yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. It's just the kind of the competitor in you. And
I mean, I don't worry about it too much. You know, put too much stake in, you know, what people think are good matchups or aren't good matchups or those kind of things. It's about production. It's about going out and winning games. And at the end of the day, all of the other stuff doesn't really matter. And you know, that's the mindset that I have coming in, you know, week in and week out. I'm not worried about 2 weeks from now who we're going to play. It's, you know, it's about the defense that we're going against this week. And I really, you know, I truly believe if your mindset is anywhere else, you know, you're not competing the right way. You're not preparing the right way. And that's my message to all the guys. I mean, it's about this week. It's about this defense that we're going against. And it's about finding a way to score one more point than they do. And, you know, that's basically all I worry about.
With these cornerbacks in particular, what do you see? You know, they're pretty talented corners.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a really good secondary across the board. I think their corners do a great job. They play a lot of man coverage. They trust their guys, you know, to be aggressive. And, you know, I think they're instinctual. You know, that's one thing I think when you see how many turnovers they've created, they've got great instinct in the back end. And so we're going to have to be really crisp, really sharp in our routes. Very accurate when we throw it, make good decisions. But we got some really good players too. We got some guys on the outside that you know, are capable of doing those kind of things.
I use the term unselfish with Julio. He gets another award this week. Does he really think about those, or even do those even affect him? Or just obviously he's such a competitor. And did he kind of sit back and talk to you and say, "Wow, what did we do Sunday?" I mean, does he kind of realize the impact of what that was that he did?
The only thing we said to each other was "good game." That's it, you know. And you know, I don't think either of us sit there and, you know, think about any of those things too much, you know. And so I can't speak on you know, on his behalf. He's no different in this building when he gets in here, you know, after 300 yards or after the week before with one catch. I mean, we won both games, and he's about getting back to work and getting onto the practice field and going after it. And when you have a leader like that, I think that sets a great example for everybody in the locker room.
Thank you.
That was your 130th start last week, and any since the, you know, 9 years down the road, that's a lot of football behind you.
130, huh?
Yeah, we compared you to Tom Brady at 130 wow. and Manning at 30, and y'all out in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Of course, well, Brady had his three rings already. Manning got his the next year.
Well, hopefully I can catch up in that department. Yeah, that's at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
If Tevin is limited or has to come out this week because of his condition, how much does that affect things? I mean, obviously that's been a pretty good 1-2 punch, and y'all like having the balance there.
We'll see how that shakes out throughout the week. We have a lot of confidence in all our guys, you know, and we're fortunate that, you know, we have talented guys at that specific position. But we'll see how that shakes out during the week. But again, you know, when we go out there, we'll get a lot of people involved. We'll try and get a lot of people involved and make it tough for a defense to defend all those spots.
Now, I know you're focused on Denver, and you and Julio both are laser focused on moving forward, but 503-300, I mean, that's a heck of a game. What's the coolest thing that's happened in the past couple of days? Someone come up and saying something to you or picking up the phone?
Nothing really. I mean, honestly, nothing really that crazy. Probably D-Led telling me I had 130 starts. That's to me, that's more impressive. That shows longevity. So, I don't know. Honestly, it hasn't been all that different. You know, sometimes I feel like people have this, you know, perspective that, you know, family or friends or those people only reach out when things go well. And I'm lucky to be surrounded by a lot of people that, you know, whether it's positive or negative, people are reaching out after games and sending me their best wishes. So I'm surrounded by really good people.